Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another edition of Whatever Wednesday on Beamer Blog Talk Radio. This is your co-host, Lisa Diamond. I am joined today by with Ian Robb. And before Ian has the chance to call me out, I am just going to mess up. I said last Wednesday was our last Wednesday of the month, and I was wrong. Today is the last Wednesday of the month.
Oh, my goodness. You ruined my suspense, my surprise. I wanted to hit this. So the air's out of the bag. Yes, we're still in February. It's like Groundhog's Day, another whatever Wednesday. Do we have any special guests today here, Lisa? We've had been so good at getting special guests to join us.
Ian, it is just you and I and our 11 listeners.
Great. Well, maybe one of our 11 listeners might want to be our special guest today. So if you want to hit one and join us for the rest of the show, please do so. We'll just take a chance. We'll see what happens. What is our challenge for February?
So we have been talking about texting and engaging with prospects and customers through texting. So if anybody has been doing that this month, or you've been doing it prior to the challenge and you want to share some experience with that, hit one on your phone. We are, since it is the last Wednesday of February, we always do a lot of Q&A as well. So any questions whatsoever, does not have to be about text engagement. It can be about whatever. So
let's see if we could stump Lisa. I know there's some IBDs out there that have had some questions they've been asking, like how to turn on your Beamer, for example. Do you hit it once on your horse set and then hit it another time, or you're wondering why it's not working? Let's see if we could stump Miss Lisa with many questions about Beamer.
All right. Well, we do have our first brave soul that raised their hand. We'll see if they want to be a co-host today. Area code 262. 893-262-893. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I think two questions. My name is Mari Acevedo, and I am a new distributor. And so my question about the Beamer, my alarm is on. When you're on the sleep mode, and my question is, since we're supposed to be doing your session in the morning, depending on what level you're on, and then a session at night, do you do three sessions actually? Because you do the one early in the morning, but that's right after you woke up with the Beamer. And then you do one at night before you get on the Beamer again for the sleep mode. That one
that
I'm
is
a little
correct.
Confused about.
That's okay.
That's correct?
No problem. I am sure you are not the only one. But yes, you are still going to continue to follow the basic plan, doing 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes in the late afternoon, evening, or right before you go to bed. And then you're going to also do the sleep program. That is 100% correct. You're doing it right.
But remember, Dr. Berka likes to talk about only using the sleep program maybe 4 nights out of the week. So when you first start, you do it 1 night, see how you do.
Yes.
And then the next week you do it 2 nights. Okay, good, Marla. Marla, you want to be our co-host for tonight?
Me? No.
It's all good.
I had a Beamer question.
All right, great. Well, I'm excited. You're a new Beamer distributor. That's awesome. Oh, you have another question.
Yes, thank you. Now, what about the program option? That one I don't understand it quite well. I do understand that when you hit one, it's from one, it has a level one, and then level two, and level three, and I noticed that the times are more increased. I'm not sure about those, and when would you use them, or how would you use them?
Okay, so the program button is set with three preset programs, program one, two, and three. They vary in intensity and time. So program one is an eight-minute session. You would use that on like a chronic issue, something that you've maybe had going on for a while. Program two is 16 minutes. It increases in intensity from intensity two to intensity six. And then program three, you would often use it for an acute issue. Let's say maybe you had a fall and, you know, you want to get rid of the inflammation right away. A program three for 20 minutes, that starts at intensity six and goes up to intensity 10. And you want to kind of rotate, you want to rotate those a little bit. You don't want to always get into the same habit of the same program on the same body part over and over again. But, you know, the body has what we call it, it will adapt to whatever you're doing it to. So we like to use the analogy of if you're working out, and you're doing the same exercise on the same body part over and over again for, you know, days and weeks, the body's going to adapt to that, and it's not going to have the same effect. So that's why when you're doing, let's say, weightlifting, for example, you continue to either you go up in reps or you go up in weight or and then, you know, you mix it up a little bit. So same thing. The body has the adaptation effect going on there, but you would use the program button for body parts.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, and have you been to an academy yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great, perfect. And that's super important. And also too is your upline, the person that sponsored you. And if you've got a group leader or a team manager or an operation or organizational manager up above, they're always there to support too. So don't ever, ever, ever be afraid of reaching out and asking questions, because those are great questions and it's going to make you a better distributor.
Okay. Thank you so much for the encouragement.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Keep listening. We're here every Wednesday, whether we have listeners or not.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Lisa, you're a lot more encouraging to her than you are to me. That's for sure. So question is, has anyone here been texting engagement to their prospects, to their distributors, to their team at all? We have a great event tonight. We have the Beamer Equine Educational Experience, the BEE. If you have not sent out that flyer to your people, please do so. Send it to your downline. I know I've also been getting engagement from Beamer themselves. I thought I was special because I was getting special texts from them, but I found out that all distributors are getting it. If you have not signed up for that texting service from Beamer Corporate, do so, so you can stay engaged with Beamer and what's going on in the corporate level, but also see if you can work on your text levels. I know that they're coming up with Verb. That's going to be very exciting. But I also have been sending out a lot of videos to people with comments or a picture or something, constantly keeping them engaged, because we all know when our phone vibrates or bing, dings or whatever, that we answer it right away than, say, an email. So, Lisa, do we have anyone else?
We do. 713-569. I believe this is Sandra from Houston.
It is. Sandra from Houston. I'm so famous for being on Blog Talk. Got to be 5 minutes of fame somewhere. Actually, Ian, I have been texting out the invite for tonight to all of my horse contacts and others. So we'll see how that goes. And I have a question, Lisa, that you – I've been thinking of this, and so you brought it up, and maybe we can have a little more conversation about it. And that's the, you know, changing the program, not always using the same program. So in your experience, do you maybe change that around every several days, once a week? What do you find?
So I think it just depends on what you're using it for, what you're trying, you know, the result that you're trying to get. Remember, if there's something that you have going on in your body that is chronic, meaning that you've been dealing with this for months, maybe years, it's going to be a slower process. We all know that Beamer is not an overnight sensation. And so your body is going to adapt, and you want to just mix it up. I don't think there's any set protocol. I just tell people, pay attention to what's going on in your body. Pay attention to elimination, and, you know, pay attention, you know, if it's an inflammation issue, pay attention to that. If you're doing a Beamer session on program one and you get relief and you feel relief for like several hours before you have to do it again, you know, does that relief slow down a little bit as you've been on Beamer longer? Then, you know, it's time to switch it up and adjust.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm still battling with my fall and my knee. So, and I did at that point, I figured out that I was doing program three, and I reached a certain point. And I thought, okay, I think this is too strong. So I've been changing it around a bit and even using some intensities. But thanks.
Yep, absolutely. I hope that gets better soon, and we will look forward to seeing you on the BEEE tonight. Never have.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Right. Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Sandra, and listening all the time. We appreciate it. Also, too, regarding the BEE, there is a flyer in the back office in the distributor library. That flyer is in PDF, and if you send it as a PDF, the flyer itself is clickable. Meaning that they can just click on the flyer and that will take them to the Zoom link. There is no pre-registration required. So if you've sent that out, you might want to send out a reminder, you know, maybe an hour before so that, you know, people remember to go back and log into it tonight. We do have another caller on the line, 831-760, 831-760. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. It's Sibylla from Monterey, California.
Hi, Sibylla. How are you?
All good. I just remember three things that I wanted to say. Number one, I have put the info about tonight into the group text. I did copy and paste from Monday motivational email with a horse picture and then just info to remind my team members what's going on tonight. And I put the IBD link, the DEMA calendar link, underneath of it so that nobody has an excuse not to join. And, gosh, I already forgot number three. Number one was I do everything with text, staying in contact with my clients and team members. And it's the easiest thing in the world for me because I don't need an extra keeping record of what I have sent to them. It's all there. I just keep deleting all our little talks in between that I don't need to remember. So I just have it lined up one after the other, all the videos, all the texts, all the documents, all the links that I have sent, and it's right there, very visible, and I love it.
Awesome. And are you finding that you get engagement back from your prospect your customer or your IBD? Yes. Good.
Totally. That's how we communicate. Once in a while, I have somebody who does not do text, and then I have to do email, and it really bugs me because it's such an ordeal to open up one email after the other to see what's in there. So I always try to coax them over, people, how to do text so that we can do it my way. And they love it. It's just a learning curve for them. And then after a while, they just are totally in love with it because it's so easy to follow the back and forth.
Awesome. Sevilla, can you share with us your, let's just say, your most successful text that you send out? What do you say to your, to say, your prospect?
I don't have the most successful text. I don't make copy paste of text that I had sent out. It's always with the person I started the back and forth, what they need. So I always tailor it to the person totally. So I'm not a resource for a copy paste for everyone. I just recommend really people listen to the person you are engaging with to teach about Beamer and speak their language so that they really feel like I address them instead of it's just a copy-paste thing that tries to address the whole world. That's how I approach it.
Sevilla, that was a trick question. You answered it correctly. Let's give her a nice applause.
Okay.
That did it.
Wow, that was a long applause. Thank you very much.
Probably longer than your text that you sent out to people.
Yeah, and I have a third thing. I think it was Sandra who called in and asked about what to do with the programs and how to switch. I really, truly believe that I once have heard Dr. Berger speak about the local applicators and that he recommends whatever setting we are using to rotate it every 3 days, like 3 days, stay on that setting, and then switch it, let's say, from program one to program two, then to program three. Or I use a lot the purple programs with even intensity for 8 minutes. And then I just go up on my local spot that I want to improve for 3 days on intensity one, 3 days intensity two. And then I work my way up like a 3-day basic plan and go through all the different intensities where I feel like this is what my body responds to. So I find my own little cycle with that in a 3-day rhythm.
Yeah, awesome. And I think you make a great point is that like that works for your body. And that's why everybody is different. And so you have to pay attention to, you know, how your body is responding. Sevilla, as always, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your input every week. And we will see you tonight on the Beamer Equine Educational Experience. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Phones are lighting up today. So if you have a question, make sure you get in the queue so we can answer everything. 7-415-207-415. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, Lisa and Ian. Thank you so much for doing the show every week. Sevilla may have answered my question, but today I'm delivering a rental unit to an early 80s man, friend of mine, that's had trouble with his hip for about, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 weeks anyway. And I've mentioned it to him. I said, well, take the Beamer. I got my rental unit. He said, oh, no. And he finally broke down, sent me an email, and said, hey, Jeff, you have that rental unit? So I'm going to deliver it to him tonight. Suggested usage to him to sat out?
I'm sorry. What
do you suggest?
Okay. So, yeah. So first of all, just, you know, I mean, this is how I go about, I mean, I don't know, over 5,000 sessions in my wellness studio of all different makes and models of human beings.
Right.
So you know, he's elderly. So, you know, you want to ask what else is going on in his body besides his hip. You also want to ask if, you know, he's on any medications. Not that you're necessarily going to know what they're for, but, you know, you want to go lower and slower so that you're not affecting what's going on, anything else that's going on in the body. Regarding his hip, if it's been about 4 or 5 weeks, I would still just start with program one and see how he responds to that. But I would definitely eventually cycle him up to program three.
Program can, now he can do this every 2 or 3 hours. I've heard Dr. Berka suggest 3 hours between sessions.
Up to every 3 hours.
The 3 hours? Yep. Okay. Very
Jeff,
cool.
I'm going to make a recommendation just for you, since I'm a former tennis pro and I have two body parts on my hips right there that are new. So I had a lot of issues and tissues with my hips. You want to take that B pad and you want to place it on the socket of the hip. So you're going to have one a little bit in front of the hip, one on the side, and one in the back right there. Okay? Place it around that area right there. That should help them all out tremendously. A lot of times, too, when people have hip issues, they also tend to see to have lower back issues. So be aware of that, too, and just have them moderate himself and understand what's going on. But the key thing, too, is as he starts to use this Beamer, make sure that every time he does it, and this is going to be a tough one because it was for my father, we want to make sure he drinks a glass of water. So we want to flush these toxins, metabolic waste products out of lactic acid,
absolutely,
out of his body. You know, they don't, you know, that doesn't mean something with ice in it considers drinking water because it has ice in it. You want him to drink a whole glass of water.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Very good, thank you.
Also too, Jeff, is, and I'm sure there are plenty of distributors on this call that have seen this happen too, when someone has an acute issue, meaning, you know, it's just been a few weeks or a few days or whatever, and they start to feel better, doesn't necessarily mean everything is working the way it should be, and then they go and try to do more and maybe re-injure that area. So, you know, I would tell them, there, you know, there's a healing process, right? And not to overdo it once they start feeling better.
Well, he's an ex emergency room doctor, retired emergency room doctor, and why he never bought the Beamer from me in the first place, I don't understand, because he's rented it for a month before, a couple years ago. So I just can't get him to commit to buying. So.
That's okay. Everybody has their time when it's right for them. And, you know, no doesn't always mean no forever. It just means no right now.
Right.
And until they have some sort of, you know, a health crisis or injury, then all of a sudden it becomes important.
Right. Well, this may be it.
So, yep. So hang in there with him, and good luck. Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening and always participating. We appreciate it. That actually, I just had a similar situation, and it reminded me. We used to have this quote in the academy that we spend the first half of our lives gaining wealth, and we spend the later part of our life using all of our wealth to gain our health. And I had a situation like that. It was a couple that bought a Beamer for me, actually bought two Beamers for me, 3 years ago. And they used it initially, but didn't really keep up with it. all of a sudden, he turned 70, he retired, and now he's got to be on the Beamer every day, and he's totally reengaged because, you know, now that he's not going to work every day, noticing all of the things that are going on in his body, he's like, wow. And then, you know, he had a little bit of a health scare, and, you know, the priorities change. So, you know, always stay in touch and follow up with prospects. And, you know, if you're following them on social media, pay attention to what's going on in their lives. I have sold Beamers by, you know, seeing posts on Facebook and sending a private message going, hey, I have something that might be able to help you. You know, let me know if you're interested. So that's another way to just kind of engage and follow up and see, you know, if Beamer is right for their life right now. So, Ian, what do you want to share a little bit of how tonight is going to go with the Beamer Equine Educational Experience?
Well, it's going to be very exciting, that is for sure. So this is probably the most profound study that's ever been done with Beamer, and especially with horses. That's what Dr. Burka says. He's a giddy about this, giddy up, that this is finally happening. He's been waiting for this one. It's going to be a big night. We're going to have not only Dr. Marlies Vonk, our head of medical for veterinarian side, as a consultant for North America, but we're also going to have Dr. Burka on this call, which he's going to give us a little bit more of the history of how this study started. And then we're also going to have Dr. Melissa King, who did the study there at Colorado State. So it is exciting stuff. I think everybody here in the Beamer world should get on this. I know that it's taken off like wildfire. Europe knows about this. They're going to be signing in. We got a lot of people signed up in all and stretches of the world to learn about this. So make sure you get on. Make sure you get on early because we only have 5,000 spots available.
Awesome. And not that I ever – necessarily want to promote another Blog Talk episode because we have the best one, right? However, I did see Dr. Marlies will be on Blog Talk tomorrow on the Equine Thursday answering follow-up questions from tonight. So they are taking questions from the field. You'll be able to type in questions or in the Q&A. But if you don't get your answers, then you can definitely tune in tomorrow to Blog Talk and get those answered. So we do have some more callers on the line, 910-528-910-528. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, you two wonderful people. Jane McLaren in Lexington, Kentucky. I am insanely excited about this research. And have been sharing it like mad. I find I heard something quick, maybe yesterday on Blog Talk Radio, quickly, that the link on the back office had been changed for increased availability. Is that correct? And I just looked on the back office, and I believe, yes, at the end of the link is the word success, which was not there before. Does that mean all of these that I have sent out all need to be resent?
No, no, no. The reason you get that hashtag success means that somebody clicked on that Zoom link, and when you put that in the browser, for any, this happens with any Zoom, it's going to say hashtag success at the end of it. It doesn't affect it. I actually just, it's, says that also in the Motivational Monday newsletter from Chris and George. And I just tested it, and it still works. It's still the link. So you're fine.
Well, I know it does work. You're talking about the one in the back office with success after it.
Yep.
They're going to work, whether you have the old one without the word in the link,
yes,
and the new one with
100%.
The word.
100%, yeah.
Very good news, Lisa, needless to say. Very good news. Thank you.
Jane, before I let you go, when did you start sending out these text messages or links to people? Did you start sending out about a week or two ago, or did you just send it out recently?
I've done both because when I'm sending them out a little earlier, like maybe gosh, I can't remember, 7, to whenever I first heard about it. And then I thought, you know, I don't think that's a great idea. I think it would be better for people to get this length a day or two before. So I've really concentrated on it in the last 2 days. I think that's a really good question. What do you think about what I just said?
So Jane, I'm going to answer that. So, yes, you are right. When we had Dr. Burka on Whatever Wednesday to break the news about the study, we had it posted in the back office for a link. But unfortunately, that particular link, for some reason, was only set up for 1,000 people. So they said, oops, we better up this up to 5,000 because we don't want to have happen that happened last time we did this big announcement of a study when we were doing the West Palm Beach thing. So my recommendation is anyone that you sent this link out to, you remind them today and send out that flyer, whether it's in a text or whether it's in an email or phone call, and give them the link that's right there that you've seen on social media or whether you've seen on whatever, or excuse me, on Motivation Monday or even in the back office there, and give them this link that we have active right now just to cover your bases. Just remind them.
That's a heck of a lot, you know, that, yeah. Okay, well, I got two different answers. Am I hearing you both right? One of you says send the new one to everybody. Lisa says they both work.
Now, the official flyer that was in the back office has always had the correct Zoom link on it. Originally, there was a Zoom link. It was only there for about a day or two. And it also had them pre-register and fill in their name and their email address. But that was only the first day or two after this was announced. The link that is in the flyer that's in the back office, the link that is in the team up calendar, that has been there for probably over a week and a half. So you're good.
Okay. I've sent myself. I have all these links sent to me on my email because I always check them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the success word at the end of this most current link is pretty darn new. I know you probably know better than I do. Don't misunderstand me, but I must be wrong. So. Oh,
no,
dear.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
You're not wrong. If you're looking at the team, if you're looking at the team calendar, you can't actually see what that Zoom web address is. Okay, but it ends in the last.
Well, if you send it, you can.
Yeah. Yes, you can. And if you send it, it is going to have hashtag success behind it. It's going to be fine. It's
yes,
the same Zoom link that's in the flyer. It is not the same Zoom link that was put up 2 weeks ago for like literally 2 days. And there were some people that, yes, tried it. But if you go with all the social media posts that, corporate just posted social media reminders, send that all has the right stuff.
Yeah, I copied off the Beamer Horse Set IBD. I've copied Marlise Bonk's original one. I used that with several veterinarians that were interested. And I'm just going to have to go back and look at every single email and see who got what.
Okay.
Hopefully.
And also,
if
you go into the back office under sales and marketing, the flyer is there. That actually is a clickable PDF file, and you
I've
can.
Used that.
Okay, perfect. Then you're good. That flyer
is
100% correct from the day that it went out.
Okay, good. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. With my experience on my end here, I hope I'm incorrect about that too, but I've been very confused with trying to get this out. I'm not confused. I'm just doing it. But sometimes that flyer, I ask them to copy the link and paste it instead of if it doesn't click, just in case. I'm probably
perfect.
Making everybody else a wreck. I'm so excited, though. I'm going to get this stuff out. And I just think it's
just
wonderful.
Remember this. done is better than perfect. So you've done what you
that.
Needed
You're
to do.
You're absolutely right. So I like that,
don't
Lisa.
Stress.
I like that a lot. That's my mantra for the next week. Thank you very much, you guys. Thank you. Thank you both for all that you do.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. I did just get a text message from Sandra in Houston. Yes, the link that is in the Team Up calendar is 100% correct. So get the link there. We do have another caller on the line, 707-481. 707-481. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, I'm here and listening, and I finally found the flyer under sales and marketing. I also saw it in the distributor library on the calendar. On the calendar, it only showed a direct link by Zoom, and when I clicked that one, it did pop up. It wanted my email address. So is it best not to share that particular one, to share the flyer from the sales and marketing? Because if somebody that's not a distributor wants to watch this, will their email address be acceptable when they click into the one that's on the calendar? Because it goes directly into the Zoom.
Yeah, so here's the link that is on in the Team Up calendar in the back office and the link that is on the flyer are the same.
Okay,
so I'm on the Team Up calendar right now. I'm in the event, and it says to access this event, click the following link, and it says Beamer Equine Educational Experience. And when you click on that, it goes directly to Zoom and asks you if you're ready to open Zoom. So it does not require.
Okay, it did ask me for my email address. It had my name in there because I've used Zoom before. So I was just concerned that if I shared that link, somebody else may not get in because they don't have a Beamer email address. But I guess if they do Zoom, they can just put in their regular. Okay. Next quick question.
Yeah, they're not going to be asked. You may have cash and cookies. It tried it earlier than when they changed that link. There was a pre-registration for about 2 days, and then they canceled that, But I just tested it. I'm sitting here right now. Zoom is open, and it says waiting for the host to start this webinar. Start at 8 p.m. So it doesn't ask for any sign-in or email address or anything. So it may just be cash and cookies on your computer.
Another quick question. You mentioned you guys were speaking about getting text messages from Beamer. Where do I go to get onto text messages? Because I love texting, and I don't know where to get those text messages.
Okay, so Beamer Corporate is starting a text program. They've already started it. You have to opt into it, and you can do that from your back office. There is in the news feed. So when you land in your back office on the dashboard over on the right-hand side about halfway down or three-quarters of the way down, it'll say news feed. Scroll through there. It's maybe three or four news articles previous, and then click on that, and it will take you to the. It's an opt-in form. I think it's one or two questions, and you hit submit. You have to put in your phone number for texting, but you do have to opt in for it. There's a limit, so it's not like you're going to get a text every day from Beamer. They are using the texting for immediate information. So like tonight, there will be a text that goes out probably about an hour before the event for the people that have opted in for this texting service. And it'll say, you know, starting in 1 hour, BEE, click here for the Zoom link. So, yeah.
I understand. I found the link. I went in. It has a wrong email address in there. It says switch account. It's all Gmail. I hate Gmail. Sorry, I don't know how to drive it. That's probably why. But I don't know what has that email address in there because I don't use that with Beamer at all. So
So keep in mind, this is a cash and cookie thing again. your computer is pulling that because it's in your computer. So just change the email address to the one that you want, and it's going to ask you also for you. Just click on it and change it.
It only goes to Google, and I guess I can put in my other email address. Okay, I'll do that and see what. I've never been successful with Google putting in other addresses like Yahoo.
Okay. I'd be happy to help you if you need further assistance. If you want to just email me at lisa.diamond, D-I-M-O-N-D, no A, at beamermail.com. If you run into a problem with that, I can help you offline.
Okay. Thank you. I'll let you go. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. All right. We only have a few minutes left, so if you do have a burning question that won't be able to wait till next Wednesday, hit 1 on your phone. Again, we want to make sure that everybody is logging on and sharing the Beamer Equine Educational Experience tonight. I think it's going to be valuable information for all of us, regardless if you're in the horse world or not, but certainly anytime we get to see Dr. Burka and Dr. Vonk sharing information about Beamer, that is a great opportunity for us as distributors. Again, sign up for that texting service. You have to opt into it. And Ian, any last thoughts from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, have you noticed the new Beamer gear stuff that we have, Lisa? Have you already ordered your tank tops and clothes?
Well, it's funny because I actually already have a Beamer tank top. I'm not sure where I got it. It must have been on the black market. We do have another caller, 978-376, 978-376. You are live on broadcast.
Oh, yes. Hi, everybody. Lisa, and I didn't hear what the other gentleman's name is that's on the line. I just jumped in the end of this. Good
that's
day
okay.
to
he's
you
not,
both.
He's not that important. You got the right person.
I'm calling you from Florida today. I kind of came in the middle of Jane struggling over those links. I'm correct in saying the Monday motivation from this Monday had the correct link in it. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes, 100%, that is correct.
Okay, and I have been a little bit separated from Beamer and my Beamer business for a few months because of the passing of my mother late October of last year, and so I've kind of fallen off the wagon, and I seem to have a little difficulty with this calendar. It seems to be much more convoluted for me to get links to go on to meetings or send them to people using, what is it called, a team-up calendar? Where is that in the back office, or how do I quickly get to it on my phone, because I'm using my phone most of the time and not my laptop, not my MacBook.
Okay. So in the back office, you go to the distributor library, and it
oh
is
boy.
Literally
it's wanting my annual it, fee now. Like, won't let me in without paying for the fee.
No, it will. Oh, just say you'll pay it later.
It won't let me pay later. It's counting down from 3,500
seconds. That means that you've
seconds.
Got, that means, yeah, that means you've gotten a second notice. So, okay. So without going into your back office, there is a Team Up calendar app. If you have an iPhone, then into your Apple App Store. If you're an Android user, go into Google Play and download the app.
And it's called what? Beamer? Team Up?
Is
that what the name of it is?
Called?
Because I'm doing it now.
Yeah, you want to put in Beamer, and it should pull it up. You may have to log in with your Beamer mail.
Beamer Event Manager. It says it's a utility event portal.
Event portal.
That's the one I see. Is that it? Okay. Just get that. Okay. And that's a team calendar. Well, that solved one huge problem for me today. Now I have to come up with $144. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Have a blessed
day. Thanks for calling in.
Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
All All right, everybody, that is a wrap on Whatever Wednesday for the month of February. It is the last Wednesday of February, and we will be back next Wednesday with a new monthly challenge. And if you have any suggestions, any training tips that you want us to cover, you can send an email to Lisa Diamond, D-I-M-O-N-D, at beamermail.com. And I am signing off, Ian.
Adios, amigos.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.